The basketball gym at the Dunbar Community Center, where countless youngsters, including future NBA stars Travis Best and Vinny Del Negro, learn the game, could soon go quiet and dark. Community leaders have been trying for months to stave off the forced sale of the historic center, which they now believe is imminent.
This is a public safety issue. This is a social justice issue. And if Dunbar closes, we're talking about, catastrophic consequences for this community.
Kirk Smith, the CEO of the Greater Springfield YMCA, said community leaders, elected officials, and donors have all been briefed on the efforts made over the last several months to avert foreclosure by the mortgage holder, Republic Financial Corporation. The Y operates the programs at the community center but does not own the building. Dunbar, Inc. took out a $1.6 million mortgage in 2000, according to public records. Smith said a little more than $1 million is still owed. No date for a foreclosure auction has been advertised. Smith said if the building is sold, he hopes the new owners will let the Y remain.
And I think ultimately, you know what, I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful that at the end of this, we'll come up with some resolution that works for everybody. We'll stay here. We'll continue to serve people, help people, and we'll all be happy.
The Springfield Y took over the programming at Dunbar in 2011 when the center was struggling financially and membership was plummeting. Smith said there are more than 3,500 Dunbar Y members now, from children to senior citizens. He said the Y subsidizes $100,000 of the annual operating expenses at Dunbar. Smith said if Dunbar closes, the Y will attempt to move programs to other locations in the Mason Square neighborhood, such as schools and church basements. But he said it won't be as effective as having everything under one roof.
You take away the family element, because that's what made Dunbar, I think, unique. And with all due respect to all other programs, if you have an environment where you can bring the entire family, no matter what that family dynamic looks like, You have a chance to do some really powerful stuff when you can bring everybody together.
Tracy Thomas, who's been coming to Dunbar since she was a child and now teaches aerobics, said she and the others in an exercise class Wednesday morning prayed about the center's future.
It belongs here. This is home. This is for so many people. I mean, so many, the community, and just, I don't even, kind of speechless about it, but it just needs to be here.
Congressman Richard Neal, a former mayor of Springfield, has reportedly been involved in negotiations over the future of Dunbar, which is marking its 100th anniversary this year. City Councilor Tom Ash, who chairs the council's Public Safety Committee, said centers such as Dunbar play an important role in curbing youth violence.
But this place has legacy and a real history that people appreciate, and many great athletes and entertainers have come through and spent time at Dunbar, and so it's worth, you know, it's worth the effort for everyone to stand up and say this, you know, this is a critical piece of this city, and particularly of this neighborhood.
The community center in Springfield's South End neighborhood was destroyed by the 2011 tornado and has yet to be replaced. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.